There. There. Keep going. Almost. Ugh. Shit. This is way harder than I thought it would be. Here I was thinking I was picking up a relaxing hobby that might help me chill out after work. But I don't know. Might give up on this whole wheel-throwing thing pretty soon, if I can't figure this out soon. The guy teaching us makes it look so easy. How is he doing that? Hopefully he doesn't notice me staring at him over here. Nah, he's way too focused on that gorgeous vase he's making. God, he's so good with his hands. The way they glide effortlessly over the clay. The way the muscles in his arms go taut as he makes little adjustments here and there. It's kind of hypnotizing, watching him carve those patterns across the surface of the vase. He's so in the zone. I let my wheel spin to a slow stop between my knees and look down again at the useless mess of wet clay on my wheel plate. Well, at least I'm not the only one clearly distracted by our hot pottery instructor. I wonder how many people here are actually interested in pottery. He's totally oblivious to the 5 sets of eyes on him as he slides the wire under his perfect bowl and lifts it off the wheel.
Looks like we're out of time, everyone. You can leave your bowls where they are. I'll move them into the drying room. See you all next Monday.
I'm not really sure what to do with this lumpy little bowl I failed at making. I stay seated at my wheel and try to pry it off the plate.
Had some trouble with this one, did you?
Yeah. I just can't seem to get this right.
This kind of thing takes a lot of practice. Once you get it, just sort of clicks, you know? Here, let me show you.
The last person is just leaving the room as he pulls the neighboring stool over and positions it behind mine. It's just me and him in here now. He scoops my ruined bowl off the wheel and drops a fresh block of clay onto the center. There's just something about him. I can't quite put my finger on it. He's huge, really big, and muscular. Must work out when he's not making those beautiful vessels. And his hair is stacked on top of his head in a messy bun that spills out loose strands around his scruffy jaw. I'm not one to get all googly-eyed over guys, but damn. There's a gracefulness about him I don't often see in other guys. The way he shapes and manipulates the clay is so delicate and gentle, despite how big of a guy he is.
I'll show you a few techniques that should help. Do you have anywhere to be, or can you stay a while?
No. It's fine. I can stay a while.
Great. Do you mind if I,
Oh, no. Go ahead. He sits on the stool he placed behind me. His chest pushes into my back a little. He's really close. And smells so good. Like damp earth and sandalwood.
Okay. It's easiest if you put your hands on mine so you can feel what I'm doing. Is that okay with you?
His lips are right next to my ear. It tickles every time he speaks. Yeah, that's fine. Just tell me what to do.
Perfect. Okay, let's start by just getting the wheel going.
His leg pushes gently against mine to find the pedal. The wheel starts to spin, and he reaches around my middle to get to the clay.
So, when you're centering the clay, you want to apply firm, continuous pressure. Like this.
I lift my hands and slowly place each one on top of his. His skin's a little dry, and he's covered with slip. He leans against me, applying more pressure with his hands. I feel the clay start to smooth and calm under our touch.
Oh, there we go. Can you feel that?
I can feel everything. His breath on the back of my neck. His strong arms on either side of me. His leg against mine. Good God. There's no way I can focus on clay right now. Yeah. I can feel it. The wheel slows for a moment, and he turns his head so that his mouth is so close to my ear I can feel his breath. Am I imagining it, or is something different? His breathing has picked up, audible. I move my body back into his a little. He takes his foot off the pedal, and the wheel slows to a stop. He slowly pulls one hand out from under mine. Why is he stopping?
Every time I teach this class and you show up, I get so excited. You're just so beautiful. Can I kiss you?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. For the entire story, please visit audiodesires.com. Your safe space for erotic audio experiences. Do you want a happier, healthier sex life? We have hundreds of stories and guides for every mood, tailored to your lust, your desires, your climax.